Hi, all y'all. Good to have you drop in for episode 11 of our 15-week limited series podcast. It's just me, country cowgirl Dr. D, and you, Blue Waters, a Nashville recording artist whose voice will be behind each week's country song that guides the book reading from my soon-to-be-published I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Last episode, we wrapped up by playing a teaser of this week's song, Old Hippie. As always, we gave a quiz question about this song. Okay, Blue, the question is, what was the age of the song's character Churning when he found some gray in his hair and he felt he was past his prime?
He was turning only 35.
That's young, considering. But hey, way back when, we young folk declared that we were not going to trust anybody over 30. We were freewheeling youth who made it our mantra throughout the decades of the 70s. We thought we could be forever young. Each week, I share how the episode's country song chose me. This chapter is about my time in the 70s and my husband's latching on to that same decade, even though he's 10 years younger. We were highly individualistic, nonconformist, who believed in love and peace over war and materialism. The generation in front of us had brought us the Vietnam War, the need for possessions to the detriment of one's own peace of mind. We used music as a salve to the chaos and bonded together to protest the overwhelming obsession with the greenback dollar. Okay, it's your turn, Blue. At a newly minted 26, what do you think about the generation in front of you? Any lack of trust or a hint of knowing the older ones might be slightly out of touch? And how about the generation younger? Are they doing anything to make you feel uneasy?
Well, I believe that each generation comes with its own challenges. The age and technology gaps make it very difficult to relate at times. But I think the most important thing is to simply respect that fact. I'm not in their shoes, and if we can all step back and get curious about the way that different generations live and behave instead of jumping to judgment all the time, I think we'd all be much happier. Nobody agrees with everything, and I think that that's a good thing that they don't, because how boring would that be? I simply just try to stay true to who I am and always be open to learning from those who are older and younger than myself. Because everyone in life is a teacher if you can view them in that light.
Sage wisdom. I don't think 26 is a number that defines you, Blue. Grab that guitar, and won't you sing our song, and I will pull out the lyrics that will guide this week's chapter read about being who you choose to be, staying forever young, a tad bit bohemian, and a lover of the natural side of things.
Here it goes.
He turned 35 last Sunday. In his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense. He gets off on country music 'cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends into new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab onto the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to please nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab onto the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to please nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging round, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. 'Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day. And pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. He's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab onto the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to please nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. He ain't trying to please nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust.
Old Hippie, singer, the Bellamy Brothers, writer, David Bellamy, lyrics, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life's just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying hard to adjust. We become defined by the time we grow up in. Forces of culture, temperament of the times, and mood of the environment we travel in shape our language we choose, clothing we wear, and our core. All of us defiantly feel that we are the right ones, offended by the wrong ones, who were once young and in our shoes of righteously being right. You see, each generation is not detached from another, with us growing up in our caretaker's version of rightness, carving out path in our current generation and raising the next generation as time passes by. What is it about the human mind that allows you to be more alive when you are in the height of your soul age? Mine was a time of wide open experimentation, the summer of love, and the angst of never wanting to grow old. Was it by accident or sheer determination to locate myself smack dab in the middle of the hippie kingdom in the early 70s, San Francisco? Days passed in a blur filled with unsettled change, of freedom-demanding sit-ins, demonstrations, torch-lit marches, and rule-busting bell-bottoms, no bras, and macrame crop tops? Is seared our rebel souls that college students could be shot on a Midwest college campus, placing flowers in a barrel of a gun? We huddled together as we watched the local Market Street bar's black and white TV, while our country's leaders lie, trapped him into a resignation. We understood that it would be way unwise to trust anyone over 30, especially those in position of power. We were tired of that war, any war, but mostly the Southeast Asian war that was fueled by our involvement. Those were the dark moments. Some had silver linings of loosening up the grip of my way or the highway work ethic that taught us that your peace of mind and well-being came second to long hours and guaranteed stress. My style of hippie clothing was a blend of cowgirl goes boho influenced by Native American with a bit of gypsy flair thrown in. What we all choose to wear flowed with the openness and tolerance we preached. We were free-thinking, abstract, and vibrant. Reality set in as we aged, ironically closer to that 30th decade. It became important to achieve stature with each educational degree. We slowly but surely became a version of our parents as we grew the importance of earning, owning, and having more than the others before us. Country music itself went through a rebelling highwaymen phase, and the twang in the halls of the Opry shuddered with an alcohol drug-infused stardom of cheating, jail, big hair, and the introduction of computer-generated synthesizers. You might have noticed even a tear was shed by the steel guitars. An evolving question accelerated by technology has appeared time and again as I travel freeways, airways, and the country red dirt back roads. Do I hang on to the old, or do I grab on to the new? Who would have known that I loved my newfangled, got old really fast, Selectric typewriter, and would feel a keening loss when forced to embrace a CPU-driven keyboard, even though I no longer needed whiteout and carbon paper to self-correct my spell check? The internet double-backed the technology divide between the hippies and the alphabet-ending gens of X, Y, and Z. When we were in our 20s, could we have envisioned there would be a group coming up behind us called screen-agers? Because a device was what their eyes opened to in the morning and put them asleep if they slept at night. If I could write a country song about growing up hippie, going corporate, and aging back into bohemian chic, it would incorporate this. While you can't stop the world from spinning, you can always build a bridge to understand that there is something to keep, something to toss, and something to always be open to. There is no need to fit others into box, a box of you are right and they are wrong. It is as simple as knowing to look outside your window to define your soul age. When you were born, time you grew up in, and what you choose to hang on to or lose during your individual journey's days traveling this earth just is. Makes me smile now
as I noticed the trend to wear country singer bell-bottoms, embrace the jewel-laden bracelets, feathers, and flowing scars of our hippie freedom. It truly is the cycle of what once was can come again. But the speed is picking up now. With a simple click or two on the keyboard, all knowledge is at your fingertips. The evolving challenge now is to adjust. It is to select which truth is the truth to pay attention to.
Thanks, y'all, for listening in with Blue and me. We always appreciate your being with us on I'm Just a Country Song's 11th episode, inspired by the Bellamy Brothers song, Old Hippie. I hope you enjoyed the retrospection to a time before the internet, cell phones, and a sped-up, high-wired life. Rather, back then, we had a passion for nature, living free, guided by music, and not being defined by what you do for a job, but how you choose to be. Next week's song, Guiding the Podcast, is an intimate conversation between a guy's guy and someone he's fighting hard not to love, not to be tied down, but gives up and tries that love anyway. Blue, will you strum a few chords and sing a few lines of the country song about a wild cowboy who finally finds a love that gives him a true home to come home to? The song is titled Your Kind of Love by one of your favorite artists, Blue, Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn.
He is one of my favorites. I love Ronnie Dunn, and I will be happy to play a couple chords of that for you. Here it goes.
Baby, come over here. Let's lay down. Whisper in my ear. Oh, I love that sound. Close your eyes. Feel my touch. Oh, I'll die trying to give you as much. 'Cause your kind of love's the best ever made. Makes me wanna come home at the end of the day and fall into your arms, where I'm safe from harm. Yeah, you're warm like the sun, new like a dream. Your heart and soul, you're showing me things that I've never seen. And I can't get enough of your kind of love.
Thanks, Blue. Let's give our usual weekly quiz about your kind of love, so our listeners will tune in next week for the answer. The question is, what was the songwriter's Ronnie Dunn's greatest trauma growing up in all of his schooling? Hint, Blue, it has something to do with his physical stature. Are you scratching your noggin?
I'll have to think on that one.
Blue, if folks want to learn more about what you are up to, how to find you, where the heck do they go?
Well, they have several options now. In our age here, we have lots of technology to choose from.
You do.
So you can go to Instagram or TikTok at I Am Blue Waters. That's BLU from here on out, as you guys know by now. Or you can go to Facebook at Blue Waters Music. Or you can go to visit my website dot.cards/bluecrew. I have music out. My first single was Sin in the South. And my next single that I'll be releasing at the end of the month, fingers crossed, is Callie King. So be on the lookout for that. And if you're interested in the other hat that I wear, the coaching side of things, you can visit my other website, chooseyourblue.com.
Well, I don't know about you listeners. I'm for sure on the blue crew. See y'all for the next episode of the 15 limited series podcast, rolling out the chapters in my soon-to-be-published book, I'm Just a Country Song, Three Chords and Only My Truth. Be looking for it in the spring of 2024. And don't forget to look for Cali King Blue's new song rolling out at the end of this month. Join us, won't you, for the next podcast. Blue and I hope so. That's all for now. Bye, y'all.